Reg Miller joins us. Reg, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Jason. How about you?
Good. Long time no see. Last time I saw you was at Make Something Edmonton.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
that
nice.
Was a while ago.
It was, yes. That's going well, so that's
excellent. I had retired in between, and I failed miserably at that. And so now we're back at this.
So now, of course, you were the CEO for Edmonton Airports for a long time. Now you're going to lead this committee for the delegation for the 20th Commonwealth Games. Are coming up later, I guess, 2022. You're going over to Glasgow for the 20th edition of the Commonwealth Games. What's the major basis point for this bid moving forward for Edmonton?
Well, what we're looking at right now, and the city and the mayor are 100% behind this, but what they're looking at is that hosting events is a key component of really the city's strategy to improve the quality of life for our citizens. So, you know, when you look at the infrastructure gains that you get, the legacy that's left, really helps promote the quality of life for Edmontonians. The other reason that we're looking at doing this is Edmontonians are passionate about their city, which I've come to find out since I've lived here, and they're very, very proud to talk about it, talk about all it can offer. And I guess, you know, if I look at another couple of reasons, one is that the 1978 Commonwealth Games was a real game changer in that the name changed for the Commonwealth, you know, to the Commonwealth Games, dropped, I think it was Empire. And at the same time, we got a legacy of facilities like Commonwealth Stadium, the Kinson Center, and that are still in use today and still being used by Edmontonians. And so if we look at that, we've gained a lot and learned a tremendous amount of experience and how to do things in hosting events, multi-sport events. And so we think it's time to looked at bringing the world back to Edmonton for 2022.
Have you guys looked at a long-term plan? Would there be any new facilities Edmonton would require to host it?
Yeah, we're looking at that right now, Jason, and there probably will be some, like, for example, you know, a velodrome for indoor track, a bicycle track, because, you know, we've talked about that. The city has talked about building one and doing one. We may, you know, when we win the bid, we would advance that. But we're very, very hopeful that when the technical committee comes over to do the review on our venues, that they look at our venues, which have been really well maintained, and say, yep, these are acceptable. There's going to have to be overlays. There's going to have to be some work that's going to be done, whether it's for, you know, the media stations or whatever there. But we're hopeful that with Commonwealth Stadium, with the Kinson Center, with Rogers Place being on stream by then, with Expo, with the Shaw Conference Center, Saville, Northlands, that we will have really good venues to be able to operate all of the games from.
Okay. Reg Miley joins us, of course, Edmonton, the bid committee. So now there's 71 votes,
yes.
Correct? How many do you need to get the bid?
We need about 36 votes.
36,
so
okay.
We're focusing on, you know, 36 votes that we will get. We're focused on all 71 because, you know, you just need to go in there knowing that you've got more than what you need. But 76 votes, I think it is, would cement it for us.
And you guys are heading over to Glasgow. When did they decide? When does the vote happen for 2022?
Well, this is really interesting, Jason. We got a very short time frame here. We got to have the bid submitted by March the 2nd next year. And the decision as to where they're going to host the 2022 games will be made in September of next year.
Okay.
So it's a short window.
So you got a year. Who are you up against?
Durban in South Africa is the only other bidder.
Oh, wow. We could beat them, can't we?
We're going to beat them. I'm very optimistic. We're going to win this bid. But, yeah, I think we can beat them. We got a tremendous team. And, I mean, the legacy we've left after the 78 games, and I wasn't here for the 78 games. And I found out yesterday when we did the announcement our mayor wasn't born when the 78 games took place. But that's a whole other story. But I wasn't here. But when I talked to Edmontonians about it, they talk about it with a great sense of pride about how it was a game changer, how it really helped, you know, build spirit and move the city forward and the people forward. And so I think that will come out in spades in this round, and that we will, when those 71 people sit down to vote, they'll know and have learned what we already know after a visit here and stuff, that there's no other better place in the Commonwealth to hold these games for 2022 than Edmonton.
Now, Reg, I know that, of course, Commonwealth Stadium was huge for Edmonton. You know, Eskimo fans have loved it. We've had a lot of different soccer and different events over the year. The one element that I think our city, most people would agree, is, you know, it's massive, right? It can fit 60,000, and if you don't have 30 in there, it seems kind of empty. You know, a 10 to 15,000 seat facility could be used for a lot of different events moving forward, and maybe create a better atmosphere from soccer to university and such. Would there be a need? Is that something that's part of the bid that would come to Edmonton by 2022, a smaller outdoor venue that size?
It's really interesting, Jason, because that's been discussed. I mean, we've only been together as a group for about three, four weeks. But that has come up about the need for a facility of that size. So, you know, that's something that definitely will be looked at in the planning as we move forward, and whether or not that, you know, it becomes a reality. We'll have to wait and see. But as far as I am concerned right now, all options are on the table, and we'll review it. And, of course, we've got to wait until we hear from the technical committee, too, because they may say, you know, this is just not up to standard, or they want something new, or they want whatever.
Right. So I guess, yeah, that was going to be my last question for you, Reg. Like, how much impact does the city have on you? Like, are you guys completely in charge, or does the city kind of have to give you green lights on certain things that you can include in your bid?
Well, Jason, one of the key things that these 71 voters look at is community support. And community support is real important to them, because they know if the community is behind it, they're going to have a successful set of games. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And so what we've got here is that the city has said, go out and put forward the best possible bid we can. I mean, you look at the average Edmontonian, and, you know, we're cost conscious. We look at our money and we want to spend it wisely. Well, this committee is no different than that. And so we're going to be looking at every penny that we spend. I'm going to do cost analysis as we move forward here right now and look at how we move forward on it. But the city has pretty well said to us, you know, that, you know, go ahead and put the best bid forward that we can. Now, that being said, we're going to be continually briefing council and the mayor all along on this, and making sure that they're fully aware of what's being committed and what they, you know, what's going to happen as we move forward. But, the city is 100% behind this.
So could Edmontonians, is there anything they can do to help in the bid process to make it look like the community is more behind it?
You know, one of the things we've been asking for, and I asked yesterday, the ask I gave the people down at Canada Day celebration at City Hall was that if they were involved in the 78 games, to talk about it positively and they had good memories of it, you know, to start talking to their friends and relatives about that, not just in the city of Edmonton, but all across the country, because we may be hosting the games, but we're going to be inviting all these people back. The other thing is that Edmontonians can do is to openly talk about supporting the bid, because, like I said, you know, what gets picked up in the media, what gets put on Twitter and things, these 71 voters are looking at and looking for. So what we need is the community to look at this and stand behind it. And if they've got questions or don't understand something, to get in touch with one of us and sit down and have a chat. We may not have all the answers, but we'll be able to get them for them, at least have a good discussion about it.
Well, Reg, I remember going to the Commonwealth Games in 1978. I was a very young child, but I remember first time going into Commonwealth. It was quite a big deal for a six-year-old. So hopefully we get the new one coming in 2020. Best of luck. I appreciate talking to you.
Jason, thanks a million for this. Really appreciate it. Bye now.